This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
I guess Fallon Woods will make a motion to fully fund the applications that were requested.
Motion by Woods, second.
Second by Bissett.
If a motion is second, a roll call vote, please.
And this time, just the voting, okay. Not the alternates. Okay. Caleb Case.
Aye.
Trent Osborne?
Aye.
Representative Melissa Herman?
Aye.
Fallon Woods?
Aye.
Chrissy Curd?
Aye.
Tim Graff?
Aye.
Linda Turner?
Aye.
So on the risk rubric, we had three districts that met the automatic trigger of requesting a fund balance of 30% or more, and that was Avon, Marion, and Montrose, right? Avon and Montrose were reviewed this previous year, so we would not recommend that they be reviewed 2 years in a row. So Marion, based on the risk rubric, we would identify as a district that could be potentially reviewed. And then in review of the applications and rubric, Tri-Valley was additionally a district that would potentially be recommended for review. So it would be up to the board if they wanted to recommend review of those districts or any additional districts.
I'd make a motion to that effect to review Marion and Tri-Valley.
Motion by Graff. Second.
I'll second. Woods. Sorry. I was waiting for you, Christy.
Second from Woods. Again, same voting members.
Caleb Case?
Aye.
Trent Osborne?
Aye.
Representative Melissa Herman?
Aye.
Fallon Woods?
Aye.
Chrissy Curd?
Aye.
Tim Graff?
Aye.
And Linda Turner?
Aye.
Then at this time, we just usually just review and discuss the application process and if there's anything we want to consider looking at in the future. On our radar, we know, is the high cost program and seeing if we can find an application process that might better reflect the needs for those districts. We regularly try to review what other states have. A lot of states either have a federal or a state fund balance to help fund their extra costs. Some have an application process and some just pay any extra costs that they have. So we try to review that and look at those, but is there any specific recommendation from the board? Continue to look at it and see if we can find something. It might be time to put together a work group again. It's been
14, I think, was when we had a last group work group to review the application process.
And panel membership, everyone's term is still set to continue unless any board member is anticipating a change in their position or district for next year or retirement. Everyone will continue at this time if you're willing. Your appointment is certainly continuing through this time. So any concerns on appointments as they are? Okay.
And at this time, it's time for election of the next year's chair. Is there anybody that has a motion for chairman for next year?
I'll make a motion for Trent Osborne.
I'll second that.
Sorry, I can't help you with.
Fallon, or Chris Fallon, is your motion to cease nominations and pass to unanimous ballot?
Yes, that's what I meant.
I'll also second that.
Yes.
So you take a
roll call, please.
And you can call everybody. Okay. Gail Case.
Aye.
Trent Osborne.
Aye.
Representative Melissa Erman.
Aye.
Fallon Woods.
Aye.
Chrissy Hurd.
Aye.
Tim Graff.
Aye.
Amy Bassett.
Aye.
Kelly Christopherson.
Aye.
Linda Turner.
Aye.
Okay, on to, excuse me, vice chair. We can follow the same lines as we just did that. So any motion for vice chair for next year?
And currently Fallon is our vice chair.
That was a hint.
I will make a motion that Fallon is our vice chair and that you nominations cease and we cast an unanimous ballot.
Second.
That was Graff. And roll call vote, please.
Caleb Case.
Aye.
Trent Osborne.
Aye.
Representative Melissa Herman.
Aye.
Fallon Woods.
Aye.
Christy Curd.
Aye.
Tim Graff.
Aye.
Amy Bassett.
Aye.
Kelly Christopherson.
Aye.
Linda Turner.
Aye.
Anything further that we need to discuss?
Thank you so much for your service to the board again this year, and we'll take these recommendations to Dr. Graves, and he can finalize the approval of those, and we'll meet again next year then.
Outstanding. Thank you, everybody.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Christy.
Second, Bissett.
Bissett, second. All roll call vote.
Gail Case.
Aye.
Trent Osborne.
Aye.
Representative Melissa Herman.
Aye.
Fallon Woods.
I think she left the meeting.
Chrissy Curd.
Aye.
Tim Graff.
Aye.
Amy Bassett.
Aye.
Kelly Christopherson.
Aye.
Linda Turner.
Aye.
We are adjourned at 11:15. Thank you.